FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72 people. The report says decades of failures by government regulators and those in the construction industry turned the high-rise into a death trap. Among the things cited, covering the building in a highly combustible material and safety inspections that were ignored. There was a memorial last night in Washington, D.C. for the 6 murdered Israeli hostages. Carmel Gott's cousin asking why Israel moved in on Rafah in southern Gaza.
The entire world warned Israel to stay out of Rafah. All eyes on Rafah, they said. But could no one see the hostages in Rafah? Could no one see our Carmeli?
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff also spoke. The Department of Justice unsealing terrorism charges against 6 top Hamas leaders, including Yahya Sinwar, head of Hamas's political wing. This is ABC News. A new star in Hollywood. ABC's Jason Nathanson is there.
Tim Burton!
A celebration of weirdness in Hollywood as iconic filmmaker Tim Burton got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His Beetlejuice star Winona Ryder on hand for the honor, praising the way Burton's films often shine a spotlight on outcasts.
You made being a weird girl not just okay, but something to celebrate and even kind of cool.
Burton talked about taking the bus to the Walk of Fame from his nearby hometown of Burbank when he was a child.
In fact, I was young enough to think that these things were actually gravestones when I first came here. I really thought John Wayne wasn't buried under that.
Tim Burton's latest film, the sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, is in theaters this weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A win at the Paralympics for an Iranian athlete. The world's second tallest man, standing over 8 feet, has finally gotten a bed that fits so he doesn't have to sleep on the floor. He is part of Iran's sitting volleyball team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School Bus Tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. St. Louis got three runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Good morning.
And it's a wonderful Wednesday. Now, yesterday we celebrated the Monday, Tuesday.
Monday kind of Tuesday.
Monday kind of Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. After a 3-day weekend. But now, here we are.
I know.
Only just the second day of the week for us.
It feels like it should be Thursday to me. I don't know why.
I think it should be Saturday. We shouldn't be here.
Yeah. It screws up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Your body clock is off.
If you have a Monday off, you might as well just take the rest of the week.
That's what I say.
That's what I'm thinking.
Gordy's halfway there. He's taking tomorrow off,
I'm taking tomorrow off. I got the colonoscopy. The dreaded procedure begins this afternoon. Hate that. Hate it.
Yeah.
Done it 2 or 3 times before. Don't like it. Nothing good about it.
I had
except you lose 5 pounds quickly.
The very first one that I had, you know, all of this cleaning up before you go in.
I know.
I didn't even notice. You know, I mean, it was the easiest time I ever had. And then the second time around was like, oh my God, this is a nightmare.
Well, drinking laxative is the worst part. The taste of it is just awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't watch your diet, you know, but I'm on a strict fiber diet and, I'm good.
But the taste of the laxative is awful.
Yeah.
Why can't they do something about that?
Well, just put something in it, booze or something.
I'll try that.
Dean Martin. You know? Okay. stroll around your house.
With a martini in hand, cigarette in the other, lean up against the piano sing a few songs. It's a beautiful morning, clear skies, 57 degrees. It's going to be another nice day around here.
That's fantastic.
Why don't we get the weather roulette wheel going? We haven't done that this week.
All right, yeah, we haven't gotten the marble up in a long
marble
time.
Is already rolling. Round and round it goes. Here we go.
Oh, man.
What's the high temperature today? 78.
A blue 78.
That's it.
Wait, they don't have blue. Did we change the wheel?
Is it black and red?
Yes, yeah, just black and red.
Hey, you got a note there on the studio.
I do.
What was that there?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is shocking
what
stuff.
What is it?
It's a note for you and me. John and Gordy, it's an honor to use the same mics as the two cool dudes. Schwabba. Schwabba was here last night.
What? Actually, I did hear him broadcasting.
Wow.
I saw it on Facebook. I just happened to be scrolling through Facebook, and there he popped up, and I was like, he's in the studio there. And Matt, I almost jumped in the car and came over because I'm only 10 minutes away, but I didn't.
I just want to thank Schwab for leaving the microphones in the right positions and the headphone volumes up. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Pete.
That doesn't often happen.
I wonder, is he in town tonight? Is he, do you know, come on, Sam.
Sam, you work all the time, don't you produce his show?
I'm chained to the desk, but I guess I was asleep during his show.
Okay.
I didn't even know he was here last night.
Yeah.
You know, he comes down to the big city every once in a while. Hangs out, checks in with all his media contacts. He's got that TV show he does on PBS, too.
That's right. Maybe that's why he's in town.
That could be. Yeah. Anyway, what else we got here? Oh, the National Day calendar.
Oh,
I haven't even dialed it up yet.
Well,
I have no idea.
We have Idiocracy coming up as well.
A little bit later.
What an edition of that. This way.
Yeah, really?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. What else is happening? Oh, I got a story about Trump, too, a little bit later on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But that Isaac Hayes song that he got taken to court for using, we'll get to that.
Is your dial-up a little slow today, Gordon?
It is. Here we go. It's finally getting there. Sounds like a fax machine, too.
I'm going to get you at high speed. This is ridiculous.
This is a company computer, so, you know, it's good. It's good to go. All right, let's go with the National Day calendar. Is it or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Spice Blend Day?
Well, it's interesting.
Is it National Macadamia Nut Day?
Mm-hmm.
How about National Newspaper Carrier Day?
Oh,
is it or is it not?
That's a great day.
Is it National Wildlife Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it National Magazine Day?
It's not Magazine Day.
How do you know that?
I know because you have stacks of magazines around your house.
And you're thinking, what does that mean?
How am I going to get rid of those?
Yeah. I tend to collect magazines. I do have them.
I know.
I keep them too long, and then I never read them.
But they look good, right?
I don't know if they look good or not.
You like them on your table.
Sure,
and
I got them
come
everywhere.
Over and they're impressed by
they
what you're
impressed.
Reading.
They are impressed. I got some coffee table books. I got those.
I can't believe you didn't like get rid of some when you were moving.
I did.
You moved like all of these magazines, boxes and boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. They're heavy.
Yeah, it's a whole bookshelf of magazines.
Speaking of bookshelves, I need another bookshelf. I could use
more
bookshelves.
Another
I
one.
Like bookshelves.
Really? You just get a Kindle. That's all.
No. We've been down that road.
All
right. Not going down that high-tech road again. There's something about just sitting there with a book, you know, a good book under a nice reading lamp in a comfortable chair and just diving into that book.
Really?
Not being interrupted by something scrolling by or popping up or
that doesn't happen on a Kindle. That doesn't happen on a Kindle.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
John, you don't even have a Kindle, do you?
I had one for a while.
You didn't like it.
I got a Kindle from I got a Kindle from my wife who upgraded to a better Kindle.
Yeah.
And I got her last one and I read a few things on there.
But you don't miss
I read a few things.
An actual book and just turning the pages and, you know,
that's
putting
old
the
fashioned.
Book
nah,
the mark
old
in.
You don't need that.
You know, the feel of the pages.
We should take you to Paul's Books down the road sometime.
Yeah. You'd enjoy it.
I think the Kindle duplicates that feeling of the pages turning really well.
Not in any way. It's National Spice Blend Day. What does that mean? Well, if an alluring aroma of spices is tempting your senses on September 4th, that's because it's National Spice Blend Day. Home cooks and professional chefs alike know herbs and spices bring out our favorite foods. They bring them alive on our palates. In fact, every recipe, every food blog, and every cook stresses the importance of quality herbs and spices for everything you cook. You're a big cook. In the kitchen, right? Use a lot of spices.
I do use spices. Yeah. I use more than the recipe calls for normally. And a big shout out to Penzi's Spices.
Where's that?
A great progressive. I mean, they put it all on the line during the election.
Yeah?
Yeah. In fact, they've got a big sale, I think, on spices, pushing Kamala.
No kidding.
So, yeah, it's fantastic. So if you go to any place to get spices, go to Penzi's.
Where is it?
The guy is an activist and one of the great great Democrats in the area. It's right on University Avenue.
What's it near?
It's near you, actually.
Which end
of it? All you have to do is go a little west of where you live.
Okay.
On University Avenue.
All right.
It's a little mall there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll check it out.
A bunch of them, yes.
Penzies.
Penzies, yes.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right. Tip of the hat there, John Peterson.
Absolutely.
Penzies.
Yeah.
Check it out. Okay. National Macadamia Nut Day.
I hate macadamia nuts.
Do you?
Oh.
What about in a cookie? You like them that way?
No, I don't like them that way either.
Well, today is not your day, then.
It almost sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Okay. Delectable macadamia nuts have a creamy, buttery taste. These nuts...
Sure.
Add a subtle richness to everything they grace. Mm. Also versatile macadamia nuts. They originated in Australia. They were named for a physician and chemist, John Macadam, who discovered them. Macadam also pursued furthering the cultivation of the tree in Australia, making it more abundant, blah, 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 blah,
jeez,
blah, blah.
Offering up somebody like
macadamia nut.
Guy named Macadam, right?
Macadam or Macadam.
So he's sitting there, he's passing out his nuts to people.
He discovered his nuts in Australia. Of all places. The nuts were...
it's kind of...
The nuts were just laying there, and he said, whoa, what are those?
I'll name them...
I'll name them after myself.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Yeah. It comes across wrong.
Why am I sweating all of a sudden? Let's move on. It's newspaper carrier day. You know,
how do we get in these messes with nuts and balls? What is it?
Gee, I don't know. National Newspaper Carrier Day is today. Recognizes dedicated newspaper carriers. Remember that was newspaper boys.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't ever see that anymore.
It's just a day we can't really celebrate because it doesn't exist anymore. But I was a paper boy back in 1963.
Yep.
And I remember those. Those are difficult days. You know, you carried them on your back, on your bike.
Or your bicycle. You had the racks on them.
Yes, I had, a big basket.
Same here.
Carried two on my shoulders as I was riding the bike up a hill.
It could be raining or snowing or windy or whatever. You take the newspapers, you throw them on the porch, or some people wanted them inside the screen door.
That's where I had to put them.
Yeah. And then you had to go around and collect the money. You know, once a week or every couple of weeks.
What a ripoff that was.
Knock on the door, then they
were going to pay.
Yeah, right.
So I ended up, I don't think I ever got paid doing my paper route for 8 years. Well, not 8 years, but
now they have Now they have adults do it, driving around in cars,
but you hardly even
see that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot has changed since the first newspaper carrier. Not only has the routine changed, but the methods and the age of the people have changed, as we've just discussed.
I remember an episode of Get a Life with Chris Elliott.
Yeah.
And he was a paper boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get a Life.
And the interesting thing is he came up with a different way of delivering papers, and he called it Paperboy 3000. No, really? He didn't come up with it. What? He was in competition with Paperboy 3000. Somebody came in with an 18-wheeler.
Was that on the Get a Life show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an 18-wheeler, and this thing cruised through neighborhoods shooting newspapers through walls.
To look up some Chris Elliott. Yeah. Funny stuff. Newspapers started getting delivered 180 years ago. So we salute the newspaper carriers of America.
Finally, we're getting recognition.
Yes. 18 minutes past the hour, 57 degrees. We're just getting going on a Wednesday morning. Mike McCabe will be in later on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX. Good morning.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Price is Right.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. Boy, they overused that music, didn't they?
They're still using it, I think. I don't know. Drew Carey took over. And
yeah.
I think they still have the same music.
The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would not change it.
Why are we playing The Price is Right, by the way, on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX?
Because this is now The Price is Right. This isn't the John and Gordy Show anymore.
Wow.
Oh, no.
All right.
I missed the memo.
We're taking bribes. We'll decide if The Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly. Today in 1972, The Price is Right, in its modern form at least, debuted on television.
Hmm. 1972.
52 years ago.
There was an earlier version in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, you said you watched it when you were a kid, right?
I did. But they didn't have people running around from the audience. That was the... That was the new version.
Now, that wasn't Bill Cullen, was it?
Ooh,
he probably was.
Bill Cullen was on a lot of game shows all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was on Concentration for a while. Remember that show?
Yes.
That was an interesting show. I don't know why they don't bring
There's
that
There's a game
one
show channel.
Yeah? That's right. Yeah.
I think there is one.
There is, yeah.
Still.
Anything else on The Price is Right there, Sam? Any other history?
Well, yeah, there's some more history, not about The Price is Right.
Okay.
All right, let's go on with the history.
Push on.
Today in 1781, L.A., Los Angeles, is founded as the Spanish translation would be the town of the Queen of the Angels.
Oh, you got some music for that?
No. Quite a long name for a town.
It is, yeah.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, my favorite,
who's the band?
L.A. Woman by the Doors or something?
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. In Easy Rider, somebody asks, I don't even remember the main character's name, but he asks him, where's he going? He says, I'm going to L.A. L.A.? Los Angeles, man.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
When they first introduced the acronym, that's wonderful. The City of Angels.
Mm-hmm. You should play Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What song by them? I don't know them too well.
I think it's called City of Angels.
Oh, duh. Yeah, of course.
Well, I think we probably should have done it in pre-prep, right?
All right. You never look at the prep I do for the show.
Oh, yes, we
I do a little bit.
Oh, we do a lot. Yeah.
Let's see. What else happened today? Today in 1888, George Eastman, he receives a patent for the roll film camera, and then mm-hmm. he brings it to market as the Kodak.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, how many different kinds of Kodak cameras have I ever had? Thousands.
You have a brownie?
Came out with a new one every 5 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. A smaller cartridge of
the
roll.
Instamatic.
Yeah. The Instamatic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a lot of different ones. You don't see those anymore.
No. Either. Thank God.
Right. You had to get the film developed at the drugstore and wait 2 weeks.
Yeah. Or try to develop your own.
Yeah.
I tried that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they had photography clubs in high school.
They did.
Where they had a dark room there, you know.
And I love the smell of
a lot of fun stuff.
The chemical.
That's kind of where I got a lot of my equipment is all the places that used to have dark rooms, but they just threw it in the trash and I went dumpster diving for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else in the history
books? One other big one. Today in 1998, Google was incorporated.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I can't imagine a time before. Well, I remember before I discovered Google, but I can't imagine life now before Google.
Right.
26 years it's been around. Okay. That's
wild.
Amazing.
Wild stuff.
All right.
Well, I guess that's just about it, isn't it?
I guess that's it.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
John and Gordy Singers.
All right.
Right on cue. So what's trending today, John?
I don't know. I don't know what's trending. Well, you don't. I need that little music bed in order for me to kind of get inspired.
Okay. What's trending? Leo said it's a good question.
It's a really good question. What's trending?
John's scrolling on his phone right now trying to see what's up
got,
in the world.
I've got. I pick out a few stories each morning when I get up.
While you're trying to find those, Leo Sidran and Ben Sidran, they played last night at the sold-out concert. They're sold out again tonight at the North Street Cabaret, so don't try to get tickets. You can't get them.
Ben and Leo together. Listen outside, put a glass against the wall, put your ear up to it.
Why not? Okay. You have those stories ready?
If you have a glass bong, it works well, too.
Yeah, glass bong.
Oh, hey, wait, you got one a few days ago. That's right.
You should try that, Sam. Empty it out first.
Good idea.
You know, for a while, of course, everybody thought, well, Fox News, it's really the Trump channel. Right?
It is. Well, it was. I don't know if it still is.
Well, it's still. Oh, no, it still it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Even though Newsmax is out there, they're trying real hard to be number two. you know what I mean. You know, number one to number two. They're trying real hard to be number two. Laura Ingraham reassures J.D. Vance that he's really a fun, funny guy.
Really?
And this is amid growing unfavorability polling.
So she was consoling him on the air?
Yes, on the air, making sure that he doesn't feel too bad about his eye makeup.
that eyeliner, what's up with it? Is that real?
I think he had it tattooed around his eyes, and then every once in a while they take some makeup to make it look like there aren't any tattoos there.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's something about his eyes that are just unsettling.
I think it's very weird.
Yeah. This blank look in his face, I think that's the unsettling part of that.
So Laura Ingraham was trying to make him feel
better. She's supporting him a little bit. He's also, really fun, and he's really funny, as opposed to the giggle and vibe show that seems to work for a lot of women voters out there, she added. Of course, that's, targeting. Kamala. Who is offering a very positive outlook of life instead of the doom and gloom that we're hearing from Trump and Vance. My God, these guys. Have they never had a good day in their lives? Probably not.
Nope.
You know, the idea that this millionaire guy has to suffer all these slings and arrows of criticism, and for some reason, everybody in the world is taking a shot at him. Yeah. You'd think that because he had $1 million or billions of dollars that he could just handle that and say, hey, I don't care what you call me.
Everybody.
I'm rich.
Yeah. But everybody, they don't understand him anymore.
But some reason, he's taken it personally, and no one understands why, unless you call it a malignant narcissist.
That might have something to do with it. Yeah.
A medical term works for me.
Right.
Yeah. So that's trending. We have to somehow support J.D. Vance. He's feeling bad. The polling's not looking good for him. Unfavorabilities.
He needs a makeover, maybe. Somebody come in and coach him a little bit. And Laura Ingraham, probably the perfect person to do that.
Oh, she is the person. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at the five. Their conversation about the race is just I'm going to make a few comments here and there during their little discussion that they had, but it's fun stuff, and that is also trending, so we'll have that tomorrow.
Okay, good enough.
Okay, what do we got? 1 minute?
Well, it's 28 minutes past the hour, and let's see, what do we have over here?
Well, we've got Idiocracy coming up as well.
Got that.
And we'll be talking about Trump's ability to weave.
To weave, yes. He's a basket weaver now?
What? I tried to produce an AI song.
Is he a quilter like you, John?
Weaving. wait till you hear this. It's good stuff.
All right. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show. 29 minutes past the hour, 57 degrees, highs in the upper 70s. Give us a call, 608-879-8255. 608-879-8255. Call us or text us right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cattle producers stand by. Some important animal identification changes going into effect in Wisconsin beginning November 5th. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, that's right. Starting November 5th, cattle owners across the state of Wisconsin are going to have both an animal ID tag that has visual identification and an electronic component. Trisha Lacey is president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and says she understands why there's pushback, but also understands why it's important for the industry.
This is going to benefit the entire beef industry. We'll be remiss to think not if, but when we have a bovine animal disease outbreak, that there will not be major ramifications on our beef supply chain and our export markets. And so I appreciate the NCBA is looking at this from the whole nation and making sure that we're securing our beef supply chain and we're not going to end up in a situation where we lose those export markets, because that's huge for us because of the quality of cattle that we make. We have to export a lot of that beef. They're doing this with the intention of protecting the livelihood of beef producers.
Tressa Lacey, president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Again, these changes going into effect November 5th, requiring livestock owners to have animal identification tags that have both a visual element and an electronic component. If you've got questions, check in with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection or the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Markets and overnight electronic trade. We'll find out what's happening with our numbers next.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It was a tough day on Wall Street yesterday. It's not a great day for commodities this morning. December corn's down a penny at 408. November beans down about 8, 10.04. The December wheat is up a half at 567. On Tuesday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 226. 40-pound block cheese was up a half, 221.5. Double A butter dropped penny and three quarters at 315.25 per pound. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton, 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
It is.
It's good stuff.
WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Check out the Civic Media app as well. You can give us a text there or give us a call as well. We appreciate any comments you have about the program. And we'd like to, before we get to Idiocracy, cover a few media things here.
Well, yeah.
Going on at Civic Media, as a matter of fact.
Right.
You know, as we all know, the Devils are not here at the station anymore. Quite a reaction from a lot of our listeners. It wasn't something that Civic Media wanted to happen, but it happened.
Right.
But the good news is that Dominic is now going to fill that position in the afternoon.
Right.
Instead of the Devils, and it won't be called the Devils, but Dominic will probably have some kind of name for the program, I would assume.
It could be the Dom Salvia show.
The Dom Salvia show, sure.
Yeah, I think that would be a good name.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? So a few changes, like you mentioned.
And the unfortunate thing is, and a program that I just loved listening to was Busted Pencils.
Mm-hmm. But you can still hear it.
You can hear it. They have a podcast now, but they're not on at 6 anymore.
Right, right. And Pete Schwabe now is from 6 to 8.
Yeah, you can hear Pete.
Yeah.
Which is a great program.
Right.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. He was here last night.
He was, and he left his note.
Left his
here.
Nice note.
Saying, Johnny Gordy, it's an honor to use the same mics as two cool dudes. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? 50s song, two cool dudes.
Two cool cats.
Yeah, no, that's it.
No,
two
it's cool three cats. Cool cats.
Is it?
It was, yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's kind of a catch up on what's happening here at
right.
Civic Media.
Yep.
And again, you know, John and Gordy do not know normally what's going on here at the station. we're not privy to that information.
We're under the radar. We kind of keep a low profile.
They push
here.
Us out That's the door a... at about 8 o'clock,
yeah,
and they
leave,
don't want
please.
Us involved in any of the
decision-making.
here.
Probably just as well, because
we have opinions.
We
right?
do, yeah.
I mean, just because these guys have been in the radio business for 60 years doesn't mean that they know what they're talking about. Why take advice from us? See, we just go home and we just stew in our chairs.
But, good for Dom. I'm glad to hear that he's going to stick around. And Dom Salvia, yeah.
Great guy.
Go get him. I think that begins on Monday.
I think so.
So,
and he's always done this program, I believe, from Milwaukee, so probably will continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich will be here in the studio producing it.
Well,
I hope, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how that's worked out.
Yeah. And the John Gordy Show is, we're still here. You know, we're here.
But here's the thing, Crute made a decision to do what he did.
All right.
And
that was up to him.
That was up to him.
Right.
So these are business decisions. These things happen in radio.
That happens all the time
in
radio. And so, but the John and Gordy Show are here.
Is solid.
We are here 6 to 8 a.m.
For
one
now.
One more thing.
Until at least 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, I just want to say one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides. Or just go online, verlo.com. It's easy. Go online, verlo.com. They got it all right there.
It is that easy, isn't it?
It is.
I love the way you did that.
Thank you.
It's called weaving.
Yeah, I just
it's
go
the
right
weave,
into
man.
It. It's the segue. It's, it, you know, it, just go
you know,
right into
you gotta,
it.
You got to call it the weave. I mean,
the
that's
weave?
What it's all about. Now, that's what Trump is calling his rambling. During his speeches, he's actually named it something.
The weave.
Why not, right? Why not call it something?
Well.
No one else knows what to call it, except, you know, maybe he's losing his mind. But that's a little long, so the weave works for me
the
or
weave.
Us. I got to play this cut. This is for Morning Joe, and they're talking about the weave. They start off with Trump naming it what it is, the weave. Let's check that out.
Okay. I do the weave. You know what the weave is? I'll talk about like 9 different things and they all come back brilliantly together. And it's like, and friends of mine that are like English professors, they say, it's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. But the fake news, you know what they say? He rambled. That's not rambling.
It's rambling.
When you have, what you do is you get off a subject to mention another little tidbit, then you get back onto the subject.
Yep. Ooh, weaving.
And you go through this and you do it for 2 hours and you don't even mispronounce one word.
No. Oh, God. Oh,
as Donald
God.
Trump telling a crowd in Pennsylvania the other day, rambling incoherently, actually part of a brilliant strategy he calls the weave, Joe. I like how he sort of, he lays it out like it's from a beautiful mind. Like he's seeing things the rest of us don't see, and all the pieces of the puzzle are moving together. And I also love the idea that he famously surrounds himself with English professors from our finest institutions.
Well, yeah, I mean, it only makes sense because after all, his great-great uncle went to MIT.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I'm walking down to the street, you know, in New York, I'm actually walking down Sixth Avenue and I trip and fall and hit my head and I get up and go, I meant to do that. I just tripped and fell.
It also gets to the truth, Jonathan, that everything is in his head. He hears all the criticism. He hears that he's rambling too much. So he projects and gets at it right away and tries to explain it away to a crowd who doesn't know what he's talking
about. Yeah, he has to respond to everything that is written or said about him. He's undoubtedly watching right now, angry that we're talking about the weave. And he had been recent weeks with President Biden. President Biden dropping out of the race. The focus was suddenly squarely on Donald Trump's age, Donald Trump's gaffes, his misstatements and rambling in these rallies. So, of course, he has to hit back and invent something known as the weave to justify what he's done, almost selling it like a stand-up comedian who has a multi-part act
right.
and who, like, brings home the punchline via three jokes later, referring to an old one, that callback. That's what Trump claims he's doing here.
Wow. He's doing the callback. Weave. It might be an improv comic.
Might be a technique that Schwab is familiar with.
I'm sure it is.
Him.
Yeah, I think Trump has a future as an improv comic. Just get up there and weave, you know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Comedy
now,
clubs.
Now, I thought I'd try to be a little creative. Not much creative, but a little. Using AI to try and come up with a song.
The weave?
A 60s kind of
like the twist
song, like the twist
or the mashed potatoes.
I asked for it. It did not come out like that. So let's
hear how bad
it is. Let's play cut 21 and hear how it sounds.
Okay.
There you go. See?
Do the weave with a fantastic crowd?
Yeah. It sounds kind of like a TV show, doesn't it?
It does.
TV theme.
Yeah. The weave could be a dance.
Now, it's funny because I tried a couple of times to get this right.
Yeah.
I spelled weave the correct way.
Uh-huh.
So they sang it weave.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to do W-E-E-V-E. They finally said it that way.
You should have spelled it like W-I-I, like the game console.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Mm.
All right.
That's
so,
good.
Well, it's kind of cool, right? I mean, any time that we start rambling, which is often.
Right.
It's
we're doing
intentional.
The weave.
The weave.
We're just, saluting the weave. Okay.
All right, that's good to know. Let's get to a quick cut here and... Everybody is a little stunned that Trump came out and admitted that he actually intentionally interfered with the election. And
that he lost.
Yeah.
He said he lost.
He opened up.
He did.
Because he was talking to a conservative talk show host.
Right.
So he feels very comfortable in that environment. So he just opens up. And this is what he said. Cut 25.
Whoever heard you get indicted for interfering with a presidential election where you have every right to do it, you get indicted and your poll numbers go up. When people get indicted, your poll numbers go down.
Yeah.
But it was such, it's a such nonsense.
Oh, it's nonsense. That's all it is. What a stunning comment.
Well, and he said in the same interview that he actually, he did lose, but, just by a little bit. I mean,
right.
But he got more popular votes. I mean, come on.
And it's his crowd sizes were larger, and you could see that. So right. Why didn't he win? Because of his crowd size. At least that. Maybe that's a different standard that's that we should go thing. To. Crowd size. Okay. Anyway. I thought this was an interesting element to all of this. He has always attacked the press.
Mm-hmm.
And during his recent rally, one of the megas came up and started attacking the press. They have a little fenced off area where the press is, and this guy started climbing the fence, and he was going to go over and attack the actual press. And this is cut 18. This is what happened. This is how it sounded. Listen to this.
Since Kamala and the media don't want to talk about her radical record, we will. Beautiful.
Guy's climbing the fence. Cops are getting him, stopping him.
That's beautiful. That's all right.
That's all right. It's okay.
That's okay. No, he's on our side. We get a little itchy, David, don't we? He's on our side. You know what he's showing? Ed Butler.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, he did the weave there. He went into something else.
He was rooting the guy on there.
He was.
Go ahead.
Well, he was trying to get the security there to ease up on him because they were really pinned on the ground and hey, wait, he's on our side.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that should scare the deal out of anybody that is going to vote for this guy, thinking that, well, he's going to let people off who do something like that, attack other people because they're on our side.
Right. A violent action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
they're
crazy,
on our side,
right?
So let it go. Yeah. Let them just do what they want to do.
Yeah. God, I just
it is scary.
A little stunning, to say the least.
Yeah. About it.
But we'll just get into Trump and his promise that he is going to support IVF, even get the government to fund it, and mandate that insurance companies cover the procedure.
It doesn't matter how much it costs.
Yeah.
Just going to get it covered.
$10,000 to $15,000 a treatment, and it usually takes two or three of those.
Yeah,
so it's going to cost the government quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Cover insurance, I guess, and they're going to have to raise premiums on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a really great idea, but I'll tell you what, if you listen to this, you might get a better idea. This is cut 19.
Okay.
Speaker Johnson is one of 125 Republican House members who co-sponsor legislation called the Life at Conception Act. That bill defines a human being to, quote, include each member of the species Homo sapiens at all stages of life, including the moment of fertilization or cloning, unquote. That would include a frozen embryo, of course. And the current House version includes no exception for IVF, for in vitro fertilization.
So if the House says this is what they want, and they represent a lot of the megas out there in each and every state, then you think maybe that Trump will support a ban on IVF if that's what the House wants, and who knows, maybe the Senate will be in Republican control at that point.
He is just flip-flopping on everything now.
Right,
abortion, IVF.
Abortion in Florida, he's going to flip-flop on that now because the religious right got very angry about the fact that he thought 6 weeks is just not enough time.
It
should be extended, but because Democrats will kill babies after they're born, he's going to have to go with the 6-week ban.
It seems like he flip-flops every time he's doing a one-on-one interview with some reporter after a rally or before the rally. Somehow it
does seem like that.
They hone in on something and they try to pin him down, and then he changes his mind on whatever it is that they're asking him. It's how can you pin him down?
Can you imagine the pressure of being on a talk show, a right-wing talk show, and then having to answer the wrong answer to their host? You just can't let that happen.
No.
So he does the weave. The new dance.
He's been
the
weaving new dance a long craze. Time.
Boy, if only Chubby Checker were able to do a performance today.
I know it.
Well.
Okay. It is 6:49, and a beautiful start this morning. Highs will get into the 70s a little bit later on. Mike McCabe will join us. right here.
We've got Media World coming up in just a moment.
Yeah, that's next on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam.
I love it. You know, these songs that were in the movies were just so unbelievably strange.
Just bad.
You gotta love them. And one of these days we're gonna do an entire show where our intro and outro songs will be really bad songs from Elvis movies.
There's plenty of them. And they didn't care. As long as Elvis was in the movie and there were girls around him and there were dancing going on, the plot was, you know, insignificant.
Right.
It didn't matter what the plot was. You had the bad guys, you know, the bad motorcycle gang. Those guys were hilarious. Right.
The chains,
the chains and the motorcycles. Oh, yeah, and the beach. You know, you got to have a beach.
There were a couple of bad ones at the beach, and there were a few in Vegas.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. Anne Margaret was in some of the Elvis movies. Yeah. Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Do the clam.
We went through an entire week of watching all the free Elvis movies we could.
At the Peterson household?
On the streaming
household?
Service, yeah. And it was just the greatest time. It really was.
The boys like that?
No, the boys
not
did not
all.
Watch it with us. No.
Yeah.
There's not a chance they're going to do that.
Right.
They don't get it.
No.
You know, Elvis movies are, a lot of them are really bad.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that they're supposed to be bad. They're just bad movies and really bad songs in them. And you just understand that, and that's the entertainment value of it all.
That's it. And, you know, when the Beatles, the one time that they met Elvis, you know, he invited him over. And John Lennon started asking Elvis about, you know, when are you going to get back to doing, like, rock and roll instead of being in all these bad movies? And the King was not happy about it. And the Beatles left soon after that.
Wow.
That question was asked.
Well, you can imagine that in the early days, you know, Elvis had a lot to do with what songs he would perform.
Right. In the early days.
But yeah.
In those movies.
Suddenly those movies came up and it's like, you're doing this song. I am? The Clam? What are you talking about?
Well, the Colonel, his agent, Colonel Parker, got him into all those movies. And, you know, they made a lot of money. But, yeah, the movies were just not great.
Well, we're actually in Media World at this point, aren't we?
Yes, it is Media World.
Swimming in Media World.
Yeah.
Media stuff.
Electric cars and hybrid might glide through the city like beams of light.
Oh, yeah.
Smart
yeah.
homes talk in coded tones. Our future's here within our phones.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
This is deep.
I do like that, though. That's AI produced here on the family show. Should we take credit for it?
Sure.
What the hell?
Why not?
We can't protect it, but that's fine. I don't want to protect that.
Okay.
We're going to go to the Marcus Theaters right now and find out what's going on out there from the last weekend. Why don't we check that out?
Okay.
All right.
All right. We got that?
I think so.
Well, at number five, it Here was It Ends With Us, the drama starring Blake Lively based on a Colleen Hoover novel.
It took in $9.5 million. And number four was Twisters, bringing in $9.6 million.
Twisters still in.
Terrible movie.
And number three was the only new release in the top five this weekend. Dennis Quaid as Reagan took in $10 million to earn the slot at number three. And number two was Alien Romulus with $11.2 million. Mm-hmm. And at number one in its six-week release was Deadpool and Wolverine, taking in $19.4 million. Deadpool and Wolverine has now surpassed $600 million at the domestic box office. And for this summer, it was second only to Inside Out 2, which had earned $652 million so far.
All right.
Okay. This upcoming weekend, it's going to be Beetlejuice hitting the screen, and it will be number one at the box office. Get your tickets now for this highly anticipated release coming out 35 years after the original Beetlejuice.
All right. Now, before we get to what's coming up this weekend,
okay,
I got to say that I'm kind of anxious to see the Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Reprise.
Because they got a lot of the cast back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They actually did. And it sounds interesting, but the thing here is, and if anybody can help us out, where can we see a free version of just Beetlejuice? Anybody?
Just the original?
I want to watch it before
John.
I go.
They're the masters of piracy.
Well,
I guess you're right. I discourage them from doing it. I want them to see it at the movies. I don't want to steal away profits from the movie industry. Well, they certainly
the original Beetlejuice isn't running in a theater right now, is it?
No, I don't want them to see Beetlejuice. I want them to at least, you know, give me a free version of the first
original
movie,
original
movie.
Right.
Yeah. And that's probably streaming. And
you can find it somewhere.
Yeah. There's a magical thing called Google, John.
Okay.
It was founded today in 1998.
That's true. Well, look it up. Maybe we can see it somewhere.
We'll have to look that up.
That was a great
movie. I do want to see that. Well, let's check out what's going on at the box office this weekend.
All right.
Well, we have one big new release this weekend, and it is Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton is back along with Winona Ryder and many, many more for an adventure that happens 35 years after the first. After a family tragedy, three generations of the Dietz family return home to Winter River. They're still hunted by Beetlejuice there, and Lydia's life is turned upside down when her teenage daughter accidentally opens the portal to the afterlife. Everyone is back. It should be a great movie. It's getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Go get your tickets now.
All right. And Alec Baldwin is not back.
Okay. How about Dick Cavett? Is he in it?
I don't know.
He was in the dinner scene in the original.
Is he around yet?
I think so. Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of reruns of a show on the internet.
Yes.
On the tubes.
Yeah.
Google, right? Founded on this day in history.
Beetlejuice. Yeah, that's all. I really want to see that. That sounds like a great one.
Now, I don't know if we have time for
Cheddar Goblin.
Cheddar Goblin.
Maybe. Well, let's save it.
I have a question about one of the other movies.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid is Reagan. I didn't hear anything about this. I haven't seen any promotion about this at all.
This really might be good.
Who's playing Nancy? And
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did see a few stories about him playing Reagan, and he looks pretty much like Reagan at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Which isn't a good thing to say about Dennis Quaid.
But I think he's a really good actor.
I think he is too.
He's been in some pretty good movies, but occasionally some not so great movies. But I think I would like to see that.
Yeah, these presidential biopic movies are really kind of fun.
Yeah, interesting. Go back in time.
Yeah, and they look pretty good, and the stories are pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and great performers in them. But let's see how Dennis Quaid does.
I got one more media world story.
Right,
I think we have time for Donald Trump and his campaign, they've been using all this music for years, actually, through all his campaigns. And artists have requested over and over again, stop using our music. Springsteen, the list is huge. Aretha Franklin. Well, this one, the Isaac Hayes family went after Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave, which Trump has been using quite a lot during this campaign. And they finally
Isaac
got
Hayes
to
wrote
court.
It.
They finally got to court, and the judge said, they can't use it anymore.
Excellent.
Somebody finally did that. I don't think they got any money.
A guy down there dressed in a flag. Unbelievable.
A flag?
Oh.
A guy dressed as a flag.
Very strange looking.
Okay. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.